Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a new ad for Twix that's being banned in the UK for promoting bad driving habits. Did you guys see this one at all?
No.
I saw the headline.
Are they, like, eating them while they drive?
So the thing is, I didn't see the commercial because like they took it down as much as they could. I could probably find it if I did a little bit more, but basically, it's this dude, and he's driving at crazy speeds, and he's eating a Twix, and it ends with him getting into a car accident, flipping his car over, and it landing on top of an identical car, and they look like
Twix.
So
it looks like Twix bucks.
Right.
That's why they banned it.
And they're
the
like, it's promoting bad driving habits. Like,
yes, bad driving is definitely going to increase in England because of a Twix ad.
Right. And
yeah, they will be responsible for that.
And look, I understand that kids emulate things that they see on television. You know, I was a product of that. I couldn't watch Power Rangers because I kept beating up my sisters. That kind of crap, right? So I get that. But anybody who drives, who is old enough to drive, knows not to do that stupid stuff.
They're not trying to.
Right.
Keep playing Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
But that Twix ad.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to get them.
Exactly.
Jesus, guys.
No. That driving arcade game and you know,
right.
The pizza joint. No, that's
Mario
totally fine.
Kart suggests worse driving.
No
Throw
kidding.
A banana peel at your buddy.
Right.
It's an ad for Twix, man.
At some point, we get to the ridiculousness of trying to protect the children. Like, okay, no.
Kids can't drive, actually.
Shut up. Anybody who said that that's promoting bad driving to kids
is an idiot. It does not have kids.
They need things restricted from them.
And drive on the other side of the road, for God's sake.
Yeah, come on, man. Get with the times. There's a man. Tell you what. We will develop. We will take on the metric system if y'all
you
start
drive
driving
on the
right
side
of the road.
That should be the absolute treat.
There's a man in the UK that's claiming Bob Dylan took his brain to another dimension.
That seems reasonable.
I would say it's the drugs they were probably on when they listened to Bob Dylan.
No, because no one who listens to Dylan does drugs. We know that. That's Bob Dylan himself.
Just for the record, I just watched that commercial.
Oh, did you?
It is dumb. It's a Twix ad.
Right.
Like, they kind of do stupid stuff.
And that was their argument, was that this commercial is embedded in a reality that doesn't exist. That's ridiculous.
Do they think that Snickers is promoting promiscuity?
For what now?
It's game night.
Okay.
There's two couples sitting there.
All right.
And I can't remember, like, do you guys want to switch up? Or whatever the lady says, and the other woman misinterprets this as, hey, do you want to swap sexual partners?
Okay.
So she says, like, oh, it's just a one-night casual thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm down with that. The other person explains, no, I meant the game. So she puts the Snickers in her mouth.
There you go.
I wasn't like, you know what? Honey, I'm going to go F the neighbor.
Right. Let's
because
go have a game
Snickers,
night.
Yeah. Snickers inspire me. I'm going to go have sex with the neighbor.
If I can go get lucky with a neighbor.
Candy bars make me do crazy stuff.
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, the green M&M, it's too sexy.
Sorry, I'm
She's
not myself.
Fishnets. I'm thinking, if you're attracted to a green M&M, it ain't the fishnets.
Well, no, the problem was the brown one, man, because it's like she was naked out there.
The brown one?
Yeah.
They're all naked.
Wasn't that the whole thing? You know, the green M&M, yeah, she was sexy.
She
was slutty.
That.
Right.
Yeah, because I look at M&Ms and I'm like, ooh, I have an erection.
But then the brown M&M showed up. And it's like, dude, where's her clothes at?
Is that when it got bad?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that was like a thing for months.
The corner.
Like, most people don't openly admit that they're sexually attracted to candy.
Right.
So I gave a lot of the reporters that. Like, wow.
And you know what
that
helped?
Is a big tell, brother. But
I
don't
know that I was sexually attractive. That green M&M was sexy.
She's looking fine. She going to be on your Hear Me Out cake, Ted?
Just as far as... Yeah, candy goes. That was a sexy piece of candy.
You guys ever seen those videos, those Hear Me Out videos?
No.
They make a Hear Me Out cake, and everybody, they grab large toothpicks, and they put images of their Hear Me Outs on it, and Ted's would be the green M&M that they would then stick in the cake.
Hear Me Out,
and it's just full of these people that's like, yeah, oddly attractive. I mean, I would. I'd try to figure it out.
She's hotter than Mrs. Bat.
Yeah, apparently an avocado a day can help improve your sleep.
If you can afford it.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
improve your sleep?
Yeah. Right?
I mean, it's
Jack
got...
Daniels will help your sleep, too, brother.
So will we.
No,
yeah,
improve
I mean...
the sleep.
Right.
not improve
what
the
are
amount
you doing?
Of time that
Eating
you passed
an avocado.
Out.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I don't even think about sliced avocados, putting it on. It's just garbage sandwich. Like, what's got avocado now? It's healthy.
Come on, man. BLTAs, man. It's where it's
I'm telling you, get rid of the tomatoes. We just need that avocado.
Damn, man. Avocado. Keep the tomato on
you just
there.
Need the bacon.
Well,
you're just going to have a bacon mayo.
Yes.
Well, it's not that far off. We're adding lettuce.
Lettuce, tomato, and avocado.
Right, but you're adding the stuff to sandwiches that they never mentioned earlier. The only reason anyone cares about a BLT is it's the only time lettuce and tomato get any credit for being on the sandwich, right?
That's fair.
Like, if you get a burger, they give you lettuce and tomato, but it's not a burger LT.
Right.
Right? Like, this is their one shot. LT. Their one shot to mean something as a BLT, just for me personally. Can I just get the B, hold the L and the T?
I'll give you the B. A new study found there to be no significant side effects of taking creatine monohydrate as a pre-workout. Apparently that has been...
Pre-workout. Well, the bottle says after.
Is it after? My bad.
Jesus.
Never mind. Either way.
Okay.
Taking it, it's been disputed amongst the workout community. It's
fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
That's what this is. It's fine.
It's fine.
We've done it. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Stop arguing. It's fine.
There is limits.
Well, it's like coffee. Drinking coffee, you're unhealthy. Is it healthy? It goes back. Like, it's right now.
You're good for five milligrams
a
day.
We've heard that listening to music that you enjoy helps reduce stress and improves your mood, but there's new research to suggest that singing your favorite songs adds another dimension to that statement.
Is that why people keep doing it?
Yes.
How many people sing when they're unhappy?
That's what I would say, too.
You know what I mean? Like, when someone's in their car and they're just belting it out, man, like, I just assume they're in a good mood, at least for the 4 minutes they're singing it.
There was a few days there where I was
unhappy singing,
working the old job, and I was really, really angry, and I put on some like Slipknot or all.
But it made you feel better.
Well, exactly.
That's the thing. You
but
weren't
I
necessarily
sang
happy
when I was upset, and
right,
now I'm
but
happier.
Your mood improved.
It did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What were you listening to?
Slipknot.
Yeah, I mean, singing Slipknot is a little different than walking down the hall singing like a pop song.
I'm aware of that. It's not like I'm going to get hooked on a feeling while I'm not feeling all that good.
Right. If I was in the car next to you and you're I would go, that guy's in a great mood.
Sure, but it improved the mood is the whole point of this.
Mm-hmm.
A man in Florida was stabbed by another man with a machete, and what happened next is shocking, Miles.
What was going on after that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
As usual, we enter the drink test. Can Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. From the text line, Mike, to add to your list of how to get over a breakup, somebody here says, maybe nail their best friend.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
hey, you want to knock this out?
Today, we toast 21-year-old Sultan Anofai of Clearwater, Florida. Sultan was a customer at the Oz Gentlemen's Club when he made the decision to call 911. He insisted that he had been robbed of $300 by the staff there. Well, when police arrived, the staff explained they had, in fact, taken his $300 as a standard procedure when someone rents out one of their private rooms, as our honoree did. Now, the issue was that he thought that the private room included having sex with the dancer of his choice. Now, that obviously is not the case, because that would be prostitution. And the cops explained that to him, seeing if he might want to drop his complaint. And he did drop his complaint when that was explained to him. So he was just arrested for misuse of the 911 system instead. Jesus.
Come on.
Yeah, the cops had to go there and say, wait a minute, what? And he's like, yeah, man, I got this private room. He really had no idea. I wound up sex with her over there. They refused. And cops go, hey, that's illegal. Are you sure this is the story you want to stick with? He's like, No. This, okay, well, you're arrested for misusing the 911 system anyways. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.